Let make it like you know the God that there is power in his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Has the Lord done anything for you this week? Hallelujah. Anybody breathing in here? Praise God. Everybody that got breath, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to be blessing the Lord. The Lord is good. He's been good to us. He stays good to us. When we deserve it, when we don't deserve it. He's good, good, good. All the time, God is good. Any witness out there? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is merciful. He's wonderful. He's our Savior. And he is our God. And he'll do just what he said he will do. You can count on that. You can depend on that. Hallelujah. God is not slack on his word as men are. But whatever he said he'd do, he shall surely perform it. Hallelujah. Because he can't lie. He has no need to lie. Because there's none greater than he. Hallelujah. He doesn't have to answer to nobody. No authority, no power. Because all the power is his. Glory to God. This is day 280. 280. Tell somebody I'm still breathing. Hallelujah. All right. We still have the breath of life in us. On this 280th day of 2018. Hallelujah. Time is moving swiftly by. Glory to God. So we give glory and honor and praise to God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has brought us together one more time and has kept us. Hallelujah. And we praise God Almighty for doing that. To our presider, Elders Green and Elders Gist, the alternate, and to Dr. Steve for the Holy Communion. And to all our other ministers in the house, we praise God for you. Everybody that holds office in the church, we praise God for you. Everybody else that's left, we praise God for you as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody's somebody, everybody's special. Everybody's precious in the sight of our Maker. Because he has made everybody wonderfully and fearfully, and he made him beautiful in his time. Hallelujah. Everybody that saved is of a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. So tell your neighbor, I'm royalty. Hallelujah. Not just the ordinary royalty, we're heavenly bound royalty. Our Father is the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Hallelujah. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. So we come to bring you some good news. Hallelujah. You should find our text today in Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. And begin that verse 14. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now saying thank you. For you blessed us and you kept us yet another day. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for all you've been. You are our God. You are our Lord and our Savior, our protector. You are our helper in a time of need. So God, speak now to your children. Speak to this vessel that we might hear from on high. We need a word. Hallelujah. That will take us through the week. Take us through the things that we must face. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say amen. Are we there, Isaiah 54? In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear, and from the terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather them together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the wasters to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. And thy righteousness is of me, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell the person sitting near you, say, no weapon. No weapon. A weapon is anything that can cause harm, hurt, danger, and whatever else to individuals. So, just about everything you can think of can be used in one way or another as a weapon. But you don't have to worry about that. But even though we have heard the word and we read the word, we still allow the weapons to prosper. Weapons that we think of, weapons, we think of a shield, buckler, bows and arrows, hand staffs, fire, guns, even words. I know it says sticks and stones may break my bones, but the words don't. But then you get all out of pieces when they say them to you. You must be hurting. So words can be used as a weapon. Bones, slingshots, rocks, missiles, planes, knives, forks, water, spears, and the list goes on. These things can be used as weapons in various ways. Samson used bones and slew thousands with the jawbone of an ass. Some people use bows and arrows back in the day, and nowadays the seemingly favorite weapon is the gun, where they're using to create mass murder all the time, and the usage seem to be on the rise. Missiles can be used to take out buildings, towns, depending on how much firepower is in the missile. These things, and some of these, when we talk about them, bring fear in our heart, because we know missiles can go from one country to another. You don't have to be in their sight. All they need to know is where to send it to get to the country. And they can cause devastation that we can't seem to stand or won't be able to stand. But we got to remember what the word has said. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers. Okay. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Rule of darkness. We don't use to think of those weapons. We only think about those weapons that we can see. But the word says, no weapon, whether I can see it or don't see it. And we need to stop focusing on those sightseeing weapons and look at the deeper and rooted power that's operating those weapons. Because a weapon on its own can't do a thing. A gun will lay there for 1,000 years if nobody picks it up and moves it. So it's not the weapon that is doing the damage. It's the evil that's working in the individual. And that causes the problem. Many of these mass killers have been found out later on to have had a psychological problem prior to all what's going on. And they allow the enemy to rule their mind and their thoughts. And sometimes we do that too. We allow the enemy to use us. But we got to keep in mind that the word said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It is not those weapons I named out earlier that we are fighting. They may use those instruments. But the real thing is the devil himself. Did not he say, the Lord said, I came that you might have life, but the devil came to do other things. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he doesn't have any weapons till he use ours. He ain't got no hands until he uses ours. He has no mouth that he can speak through till he uses ours. He doesn't have anything to do his work but us. And the sad thing about it, the one that's doing most of his work is the saints. Because we think that we are all right and anything we do will be all right. But that doesn't work. Because you are saved, the devil is steadily nagging and tugging at your mind. He's trying to get you to fall. Is not the word that he's going to and fro and up and down, seeking who he may devour. And if our mind is not stayed on Jesus, we are altered and fall. So our weapons are not carnal. That goes along with Ephesians that said our weapons were not wrestling against flesh and blood. So that's what we see. That's the hand that we see. Flesh and blood. And we get mad with flesh and blood. We get all upset with the flesh and blood. But we got to remember that it's not the flesh that's causing it. The evil is deep down within. And he's lurking in our bodies. And I said, I'm holy. Yeah, well, you holy, but your body ain't. Your mouth is not. Your tongue is not. Your eyes are not. Your hands are not. No part of your body is holy. But what's holy, Pastor? Your soul, your spirit. That's what's holy. He is the real you, the inner man. Flesh and blood is sin. So it can't be holy and sinful at the same time. Okay. So that's why the devil is able to use it. Because we will defend our flesh. We're supposed to be doing what with the flesh? Crucifying it, but we don't crucify the flesh. We defend the flesh. Right. We'll look out for the flesh. And flesh and blood can't go to heaven. Glory to God. That's how bad it is. And Paul tells us there is no good thing in the flesh. So our weapon is not that. There are weapons that is mighty through the God to the pulling down of strongholds. The weapon that we got to use is spiritual. Mighty through God that will be able to pull down the strongholds. You got to fight spiritual things with spiritual things. You cannot fight spiritual things with carnal weapons. Glory to God. And so you got to keep in mind that you must stay spiritual. And as long as you stay spiritual, God will take care of you. Pull down the strongholds and casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You have things coming up to you and trying to make you doubt God. Alright? The devil always trying to make you doubt God. God tells you one thing, and the devil tells you another thing through somebody else. Who do we usually believe? We believe the person rather than God, don't we? Whose report will you believe? Isaiah said, who hath believed the report of the Lord? We say we believe it, but when proving time comes, it looks like we don't believe it. Your actions determines and dictates whether we believe it or not. So it casts down all the imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and begins to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. When you use God's word, it'll bring it in line. It'll put it in its place. When it uses God's method. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So weapons that seem to prosper won't win out. You may lose a battle, but you're going to win the war. They will not succeed than in righteousness. Isaiah said, in righteousness shall thou be established. So God will establish you. He'll put your feet on solid ground and make your feet as hinds' feet. You'll be able to do things that's impossible to do. Glory be to God, because God has established you. And when God establishes you, nobody else can hurt you. When God establishes you, you are blessed. And whom God blessed and what God blessed can't be cursed. Glory be to God. In righteousness he will establish you, so thou shalt be far from the oppression. They might try to push you down, but you budge up somewhere else. The more they try to trample you down, the higher you're going to rise. Glory be to God. For thou shalt not fear, and from the terror. So terror is going on, but we are fearing. And in words that you shouldn't fear, because you have been established by the Lord, and nothing's going to happen to you unless God say so. No weapon. But we're afraid to go out of our house at night. But I want you to know, bad things happen in the daytime too. And it seems like most of them now happen more in the day than it is at night. But you go out in the day, you don't have no fear. In the night, you got fear. We can't go to church at night. Now, some of us got legitimate reason they can't see. But some of them ain't going out because they are afraid. Glory to God. Fear. You got to be like David. Even as a lad, he didn't fear a 9-foot giant. Because he knew who his God was. And he'd been established by him. David told the giant Goliath, you come to me with your sword, carnal weapon, shield, carnal weapon, and spear, carnal weapon. But I come. I come. In the name of the Lord, spiritually. Don't do anything if you can't do it in the name of the Lord. Stand still in the name of the Lord. Paul said, put on the whole armor that you're able to stand. You stand in your spiritual weapon. Standing with the breastplate of righteousness on. Standing with the helmet of salvation on. Standing with your feet shod, the preparation of the gospel. Standing, hallelujah, with shield of faith. He said, most of all, don't forget it, the shield of faith. So we walk out in our battles and not in faith. So therefore, we go down and defeat the weapon prosper on us. But if you walk out like David did in the name of the Lord, walk out, said, God, it's in your hand. I can't do nothing with it, but I'm not going to fear. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Lord, you are my shield. You are my spear. You are my protector. You are my hope. Everywhere you are, my joy. No weapon. Gun, it won't prosper. Knives, it won't prosper. Your word, it won't prosper. For God is God is what I need, and he'll take care of it. Hallelujah. No weapon. And remember, all things working together. I say he keeps saying that scripture. I keep saying it because it works. Hallelujah. All things is working, not separate, but together for good to them that love God. So your weapon won't prosper. Whatever your weapon is, it's going to be working for my good. Whatever you use to get me down, it's going to work for my good. All things are working for my good. Hallelujah. So we won't prosper. It won't prosper. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. No weapon, no matter what it is. If you persecute me, it's for my good. Hallelujah. Because the word said, I'm being blessed. It said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and shall persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. Be judged. Hallelujah. That's the only way to not prosper. You got to rejoice, but instead of us rejoicing, we call up people and have us a pity party. Now the weapon is prospering now. Because you in your pity party. It's doing just what it intended to do, to get you in your pity party. Because your pity party is a downward spiral. And after a while, you're going to be out of here. But we got to learn to rejoice in the midst of our trials. Rejoice in the midst of our tribulation. And rejoice. The word said, don't wait for the battle to be over. You got to do some dancing right now, don't you, Elder Lewis? That's right. You got to dance what you're going through. It helps you to go through because the joy of the Lord is your strength. No weapon. So you do like I said earlier, bring it on. You can't do nothing but bless me. Bring it on. Because everything you meant for my bad, God's going to turn around for my good. Bring it on. No weapon. Yeah. Bring it on if you dare. You ain't gonna do but bless me in the house. Hallelujah. And if you bring it to me, God said, I need it. So he can get some glory out of me. Or I can get something out of me that I didn't know was in me. And it needed to be purged out of me. David said, purge me with his soap. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need to be purged. And you think you're all squeaky clean? But you got to say, Lord, create in me a clean heart. And get this, and renew. That means I must have lost something. I thought I was all right. But I must have lost something. So I need to be renewed. Get the right spirit back in me. The devil had eased his spirit in. And I didn't even know he was there. Tell somebody showed it up in there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God bless you. Just remember, no weapon. I ain't gonna cry. Tears of sadness. If I cry, there's gonna be tears of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let's start thinking. Everything anybody try to do against you, everything anybody try to say against you, is going to be a blessing for you. Because no weapon will prosper. Hallelujah. But it's going to be for my good. God bless you, and heaven is smiling upon you. Gospel invitation extended. Whosoever will, you may come at this time. The male chorus is singing. Invitation extended. Doors to faith are open.
Lord, you've been so good to me. Lord, I don't know what I would do. But if I had wings, ooh, like a morning dove, y'all know what I'd do.